The first work Kurt Weill composed after he escaped from Germany was The Seven Deadly Sins, a theater piece for his wife, Lotte Lenya. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz reviews a new recording featuring soprano Angelina Rayo.
Kurt Weill got out of Germany when the getting was good. The Nazis had just closed down three productions of his latest opera. Within 10 days of his arrival in Paris, he was commissioned to do a new work for George Balanchine's Les Ballets 1933, with both songs and dances. Weill's old collaborator, Bertolt Brecht, wrote the words. Lotte Lenya, Weill's wife, who was in the original cast of Threepenny Opera 5 years before, and a dancer named Tilly Loesch, play two sisters from Louisiana, Anna I and Anna II. "My sister is beautiful," sings Anna I, "and I am practical. We are really not two people, but only a single one. We are both named Anna. We have one past, one future, one heart, and one savings account." Here's Lotte Lenya singing both Annas on her memorable 1960 recording.
Anna! Yeah, Anna! Meine Schwester ist schön, ich bin praktisch. Sie ist etwas verrückt, ich bin bei Verstand. Wir sind eigentlich nicht zwei Personen, sondern nur eine einzige. Wir heißen beide Anna. Wir haben eine Vergangenheit und eine Zukunft, ein Herz und ein Sparkassenbuch. Und jede tut nur, was für die andere gut ist. Nicht wahr, Anna? Ja, Anna.
In her middle age, when Lenya's register lowered, Weill made an alternate version for her in a lower key. A number of lady baritones have continued that tradition. A new recording of The Seven Deadly Sins on Teldec features soprano Angelina Rayo, who is a discovery of Leonard Bernstein's and is especially celebrated for her vivid performances of Kurt Weill songs. Here, with the revitalized New York Philharmonic under its new conductor, Kurt Mazur, Rayo sings the Lenya role in its original key. That higher key restores a certain innocence to the world-weariness, which was part of Weill's original intention. Here's Rayo in the same passage.
Nicht wahr, Anna?
Ja, Anna?
Meine Schwester ist schön, ich bin praktisch. Ist etwas verrückt, ich bin bei Verstand. Wir sind eigentlich nicht zwei Personen, sondern nur eine einzige. Wir heißen beide Anna. Wir haben eine Vergangenheit und eine Zukunft, ein Herz. Und jede tut nur, was für die andere gut ist. Nicht wahr, Anna?
Ja, Anna.
The Seven Deadly Sins are what the impulsive, romantic Anna II commits as she travels from town to town across America. They're sinful because they get in the way of her sending money home so her greedy family can build their little house in Louisiana. Pride, for example, makes Anna too see herself as an artist. But pride interferes with her livelihood as a stripper in Memphis, so she must swallow her pride. Gluttony is the sin of eating so much that she risks losing her contract as a dancer in Philadelphia. They want no hippopotamus in Philadelphia, practical Anna I tells her sister. Lust is why Anna II gives away the money she earns as a prostitute in Boston to the man she loves. Anna I goes to see the lover, repeatedly. She knows that both Annas must give him up, but they both have a very hard time taking this particular advice.
Es ist richtig so, Anna. Aber so schwer.
Rayo is marvelous as the two Annas, with her classical singing, her vocal variety, and her suggestion of the sadness and resignation beneath the ironic surface. And in the original key, there's no question of her trying to imitate the inimitable Lenya. This performance is all her own, so we can all hear more in the role than we might have ever guessed was there.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Angelina Rayo and the New York Philharmonic in Kurt Weill's The Seven Deadly Sins on Teldec. For Terry Gross, I'm Marty Moscowane.